Welcome to the show. It's Tracy Morgan with your extended news at noon. We do appreciate you being with us, as you have been every single day. And what we've been doing is trying to talk to area individuals, whether they're with businesses or organizations, and just seeing what their days are like. Today with me for a few minutes is Stephanie Schaefer. On the phone with me is Stephanie Schaefer. She's local, and she's with the Butler chapter of the General Federation of Women's Club. The Junior Women's Club of Butler is what we typically refer to it if you're talking about local. And this year, Stephanie is being honored by the GFWC. And so I wanted to talk to her for a few minutes, get some good news on the air, and just say congratulations. So Stephanie, first of all, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So first of all, what got you interested in being a part of the GFWC?
Well, my mother was a past member in the early 80s, and I remember as a child her going to different functions that they had. And back then they had a Christmas or a, not, a, it would be a fashion show called the Holly Berry, which was always a big ordeal around our community.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older, I became friends with a girl who is now the president. Her name is Heidi Priest. She kept saying, you know, you really need to join. I think you're going to enjoy it. I said, okay, I'll join. Well, I joined, and I hit the ground running. I figured out that having a background in recreational therapy, that was what I went to college for, that was kind of embedded in me to help others to better their lives, to make their lives meaningful. And when I got into the club, I joined a couple subdivisions of it, one being the Home Life Committee. And with having children and being a stay-at-home mom, I know that people, what they need, what they, you know, what their desires are. So we kind of started to spin off of that, and it just became one thing after another. And I just love the idea, the concept, and the outcome of how it feels.
I love
that you're helping someone.
I love what you do in the way of sending cards out to club members. And the reason I love
birthdays.
That, for birthdays and just thank yous or whatnot. And I want you to speak to that, if you don't mind, because I think we have, as a society, lost the art of sending someone a card for a very good purpose.
There is nothing like getting a letter in the mail, a handwritten letter. And with today's technology and how we just hit a button and we type something and send it, there's no meaning behind it a lot of times, or the meaning is taken in the wrong way. And I just had a card sent to me the other day. I love seeing handwriting because it's, you know, it's something that's, you know, that they've taken the time to do. And it just makes, sometimes it makes someone's day. I mean, just a little thank you note or how are you doing? Happy birthday. I'm sorry for your loss. It hits the heart.
It really does. I remember one boss that I had, this could have been 20 years ago at this point, but I still remember who he is. I remember his face. I remember his name because every year he would send his employees a birthday card. And
that's right.
It was handwritten.
Touch.
Yes. And I thought, oh my gosh. And he doesn't have to do that. And he did. And so I appreciate the fact that you're carrying that on in sending cards to club members.
It's a lost form.
Yes, it is. It is. Let me ask you about something else you did, because I'm an animal lover. I'm a dog person, though, so, you know, nothing against cats, but you had a kitten shower for the Humane Society of Butler. I love that.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, I actually, another, it would be the corresponding secretary, Sarah Monfrey, myself, and another person attended the Wine and Whiskers event that the Humane Society of Butler County has at Narcissi's Winery. And we were sitting there, and they have on their table, if you haven't gone to it, it hits home because there's a card in front of you with a dog or a cat that needs sponsored that has been in their shelter and has either a medical condition or just something that they need to be fostered or they need to stay in the care of the Humane Society. And they brought around kittens that needed to find homes. And I talked to the director of the Humane Society, Jennifer DiCuccio, and I said, you know, what can we do as a club to help you? Because I know spring kittens, they come in, there's always a massive amount of them, and they're trying to find homes. She says, you know, maybe like some type of kitten shower. And I said, absolutely. And I'm a cat lover, I'm a dog lover, and I said, perfect. So, you know, every mom needs a shower.
Yeah, right.
No matter if you're a feline right. or a canine or a human. So I thankfully, a couple of local car dealerships, there was Baglier GM, Baglier Mazda, and Butler County Ford, let me set up bins in their dealerships mm-hmm. to collect. And we had a wish list from the Humane Society of things that they lack, such as litter, toys, catnip, bedding, blankets, because, like I said, in the spring, they get a lot of them. So,
did you ever see any?
Comfortable.
Did you see any items that were not on the suggested list, but somebody thought outside of the box and donated, and you thought, "Wow, that is a great idea."
Well, in the middle of the kitten shower, COVID-19 hit, at which point it had to kind of end abruptly. So I didn't get the collection that that we were wishing to.
Right.
But I did get a big, large bin. Pretty much all their wish list items. So. I was glad to see that people actually took the time to read and say, hey, I can help.
Yeah. And, you know, and mm-hmm. I think everyone likes to help, but yet when we're in a time like we've been, it makes us really think about donating and being a part of something and how do we help our society and our community. And I love it that
exactly
you focused on animals. I do, because they need items and security.
They need items.
Love and
security.
Safety. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So while we're on the topic of animals, though, I love this because, again, we're talking with Stephanie Schaefer. She's being honored this year by the GFWC here in Butler. And you had asked, instead of a gift, that you're requesting that 5 flicks of chickens be donated to a partner organization because you love chickens so much. And so just talk about that for a moment.
Well, between the president and myself, I think we had over 50 chickens at one point. We were kind of like a chicken broker. There is such a thing. We trade for each other's chickens. But, yes, I always had a love of chickens, and I think it was the simplicity of them, that you have a creature that not only knows its name, not only follows you around, but also produces something that you can give to others. And when we were talking about, I said, I do not want a gift. This is not a time for a gift. I want to donate, you know, the $100 that you were going to buy me something to give to Heifers International, which is an organization through the GFWC International League. And they provide livestock, different types at different amounts for people such as chickens, cows, and you can purchase them, and then a family can set up so then they can profit from those. So if a family gets a flock of chickens, they're going to be able to have the babies, sell the babies, have eggs, sell the eggs, use the bird as a meat bird, which then they can sell for consumption. And I just loved that idea, and I thought, you know what, that is, an egg is, you know, a form of life. And if I can bring life to someone or a family in need, in a different country, that's what I'm going to do.
Stephanie, you've also donated time and funds to Kids Closet, Alliance for Children of Butler County, Mars Primary Center, Canine Companions, PA Volunteers, The Lighthouse. So how do you do it all? You know, as a mom, I know you're a mom. I'm a mom of 2 kids.
I take the kids with me.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that through PA Volunteers, I couldn't because we work the food banks. The Junior Women's Club, there was about 7 or 8 of us that joined the PA Volunteers. They're always looking for members. And they are a volunteer organization that assists in times of need. So with the food bank, I couldn't take my 4- and 6-year-old. But through the toy drives, like, you know, either I would donate monetary donations or they come and they collect clothing for us to give to the Kids Closet. I'm trying to think back. There's been so much.
Sure, absolutely.
Sometimes I get lost.
But you're teaching them by example.
I'm trying to teach them by example. And I think in a world that we're living in today, I think you need to form the young minds at a very early age because there's so much negativity out there that it's going to influence them. And I say, you know what, we're going to go help these people, or we're going to go do this, or we're going to go do that, or we're going to give toys to the people because there's some kids out there just like you that can't buy the truck or can't buy the car. So we're going to give that to them. So I'm just trying to instill in their minds that it's the world will continue if we are all kind and we give and we continue to give.
Stephanie, just two more questions for you. One is, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on being honored by the GFWC.
I was floored. I told them I was just doing what I was told. I never thought it would lead to this. It started in 2019. I was started in September, December. I was initiated into the group. And I was honored. I mean, there would have been nothing else. But the funny thing was, I was on the committee for the Jawadi, which is the Junior Woman of the Year committee. And as I did the Survey Monkey, which would come through on my phone, and I kept thinking, oh, I kept seeing my name come up. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't even be on this committee. I knew and I had an understanding what was going on, but I felt really like, oh, I don't know. I can't believe it's happening. So very honored.
Now,
honored, very good group of girls.
If somebody wants to join GFWC and they're listening right now, how do they go about doing that?
They can check out our Facebook page, which then has a link to our website, or they can go on our website. Just search Junior Women's Club of Butler, Pennsylvania, and they can see how to join. You fill out a form. They can contact one of us for a sponsorship. And we would sponsor them to get into the club. Very, I would say, probably one of the best decisions I've made after not working.
Well, congratulations, Stephanie, on this honor. I know it's unexpected and you're humbled by it, but it's just nice to be able to talk to you and get your feedback on being honored. But I just want to say congratulations to you on your honor through the General Federation of Women's Club. Again, as you said, locally, Junior Women's Club of Butler.
Yes.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.